It's shaping up to be a pretty low-key Christmas in Ireland, again. Lavish office holiday parties were the rage in the days of the roaring Celtic Tiger business boom, but those have long been out of fashion. And this week, the Irish government announced another round of austerity measures to try to sustain the country's slow climb out of debt, debt that required an $85 billion bailout from Eurozone partners last year to stave off economic collapse. The BBC's Ruth MacDonald is in Dublin, and Ruth, as we said, this has been going on for years, but what was the reaction this week?
Well, it wasn't really a great surprise, Robin, because so much of this was flagged very hard in advance by the government. We knew before one single minister got to their feet that we had to make savings of 3.8 billion euro in 2012.
Well, we understand social welfare payments will be cut, public sector workers cut, but the taxes, sprinkle through some of the taxes that people in Ireland are now facing.
Petrol will be hit, petrol and diesel. There'll be a carbon tax increase, an increase in motor tax, the money that you pay to the government to drive your car around. There'll be, of course, the old reliables. Cigarettes are always hit, aren't they, in every single Irish budget. That, of course, is going up, the old reliable. There's also changes in the taxation on the interest on your savings, on capital gains tax. So there's an array of taxes here. Now, that was just on Tuesday. Those were Tuesday's announcements, Robin. And of course, you'll remember we had announcements on Monday as well. And those Monday announcements looked at things like cutting the health budget, cutting the social services budget, cutting the education budget. So practically everyone here, I think, is scratching their heads, looking at the various budget speeches and trying to work out how much worse they'll be off in the course of this next year.
It's pretty frank talk. You know, I was looking at, I think it was Sunday's speech from the Prime Minister, Enda Kenny, literally saying things to the people like, this is not your fault, but we have to do this. I mean, it sounds like pretty frank talk.
That address by Enda Kenny on Sunday night, which you mentioned, Robin, was really historic in its own way. It was the first time in over three decades that a sitting Irish Prime Minister had made a televised address to the nation. They're very, very rare events here, and they usually happen at times of sort of national economic crisis. And this was no different. Enda Kenny very calmly and very coolly spelt out that Ireland is in a bad way. The golden thread, if you like, running through all these budget announcements is the need to get Ireland back to work, the need to create jobs, because for far too long, during the Celtic Tiger years, during the economic boom years, an awful lot of growth in the economy was fueled by the construction sector, by house building and the various spin-offs that came around that, by stamp duty on houses, by wages in the construction industry, that kind of thing. That has essentially evaporated.
Well, we noted in the remarks of the finance minister, Michael Noonan, emigration has returned. This idea that people are leaving Ireland. Now, we remember reporting just maybe 8 to 10 years ago on the reverse, on people moving, you know, Irish Americans going from here in Boston to Ireland because there was so much work, there was so much prosperity. So are you seeing the reverse? Are you seeing, you know, maybe even people who'd come home now leave again?
You know, one of the things that Ireland has always suffered from is the difficulty in that there are too many people and too few jobs. And that was certainly very evident during the 80s, very evident in the very dark years of the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. And when the Celtic Tiger began to roar and when job creation began here, for the first time, I think, in generations, people felt, well, it's all right. I don't necessarily have to leave the country after finishing university. I can find a job here. But now we have a difficulty again with emigration. And I think any teacher or any professor in a university class will look around his or her lecture theatre and see perhaps many young people who, when they finish their degrees, when they graduate, when they get their skills, will leave in search of jobs. And this, again, is a difficulty. Unemployment is high here, about 14.5%, but there's no doubt that that number would be revised upwards if the safety valve, the traditional safety valve of emigration, wasn't there. Certainly, it has become, in the past couple of years, a real and a present issue for many people in Ireland.
Well, and if they're coming to the U.S., they're, you know, coming to a not as high, but high unemployment as well. The BBC's Ruth MacDonald in Dublin. Ruth, thank you so much.
Thank you.